Oh, honey, you're about to fall over. You had too much to drink tonight. Go on up to bed. I'll take care of paying the babysitter.
Yeah, okay. That's, what do you call it? Good idea. Good night, Ellen.
Good night, Mr. Davis.
Oh, I'm sorry you saw him like that, Ellen. I should have stopped him much sooner. But we were out celebrating his birthday, and he was having so much fun. We really don't get out as much as we'd like since Jenny was born. Now, where did I send my purse? Oh, there it is. Just let me get out my wallet. Did Jenny give you any trouble tonight? She get to sleep okay?
Oh, she was fine, Mrs. Davis. She drank all of her bottle without a fuss and drifted off right after. She didn't cry at all, which thankfully let me get some homework done.
Oh, good, Ellen. I'm glad she was a little angel for you. You're so good with her, and we're so lucky you can find time to sit for us with your busy schedule. Here you go, dear.
Thanks, Mrs. Davis.
Oh, please, Ellen. You're what, 18 now? You're an adult. Call me Heather.
I don't think I'm comfortable with that, Mrs. Davis. I'm sorry.
So proper for a teenager. Well, good manners aren't as common as they used to be, so I guess I can't complain. You really could loosen up a little, though. Such a serious young woman, doing your homework like a bookworm. Our last babysitter was always on the phone with her boyfriend. But I suppose you don't have time for one, do you? You said you sit for the Andersons too sometimes, and you're in the musical this year, aren't you? And tennis starts in the spring.
Yeah, once that starts, I may not be available to babysit for a while. There'll be practice after school every day, with matches on Thursdays and tournaments on some of the weekends.
Oh, don't worry, dear. We'll figure it out. It's not like Jack has a birthday every month. We'll want to go out to celebrate Valentine's Day, of course, but that's before tennis starts, and it doesn't need to be on that day exactly anyway. It's practically impossible to find a restaurant worth going to that's not booked months in advance. So as long as you can free up an evening sometime near then, I'm sure we'll manage.
Oh, I'm sure I can do that, Mrs. Davis. Thanks for being understanding.
Of course, dear. But before you go, there is one other thing I wanted to talk to you about. I've been wondering if there's another reason you don't have a boyfriend. Such a pretty girl like you. I'd think the boys would be falling all over themselves to have you. Even grown men can't keep their eyes off of you. Like, for example, my husband.
What? No, I
Oh, don't interrupt, dear. You don't need to insist there's nothing going on between you. I know there isn't. But I've seen the way he looks at you, and I've seen the looks you give him. He might be getting a little older, just starting to go gray. But some girls like older men, don't they? Their experience and power and that air of authority. Do you want to fuck my husband, Ellen? Do you want Jack to be your first?
No. Why would you think that? Why would you say that?
Because I know what desire looks like, dear, and you're absolutely glowing with it. Even drunk, staggering up the stairs to pass out in our bed. Jack's quite a man, isn't he? That little glimpse was enough to make your heart race. Or have you been thinking about him all night, imagining that little Jenny and this house were yours? That he was yours?
I'd like to go now, Mrs. Davis.
Are you sure? He's right upstairs. Though he might be too drunk to take care of you properly. Maybe next time. If you were going to bolt for the door, you probably shouldn't have been glancing over my shoulder at it quite so often.
Let me go.
Quiet, dear. We don't want to wake up Jenny, do we? Not after you took such good care of her.
I'll scream and wake everyone in the neighborhood.
No, you won't. You're a good girl, Ellen. You don't want to cause a scene. Besides, what are you going to tell the neighbors when they come running to your rescue? If you tell the truth, then even if they think badly of me for accusing you of wanting my husband, well, they're going to wonder why I thought that. I don't have much of a reputation for jealousy, and I don't make these kind of accusations lightly. You don't want everyone in town thinking you're some desperate little slut, right?
They won't, and I'm not.
They will. Everyone always hears what you don't want them to, and then they always think the worst. Every guy at your school is going to think you're open for business. Who knows? You might end up with the whole football team lining up to fuck you behind the bleachers. You'll say no and scream and struggle, but they'll just think you're playing hard to get and take you anyway. You don't want your first time to be a gangbang, do you, Ellen? You want Jack to make love to you.
You're horrible. Why are you doing this?
Because, well, you think you know us, Ellen. We're the Davises. We're a nice young couple with good jobs, a nice house, and an adorable baby daughter. We're good people, but we're nothing special. Nobody would ever suspect us of anything out of the ordinary. But Ellen, this house and our child, those aren't the only things Jack and I share. We also share a taste for young, beautiful women. He wants you, Ellen. And so do I.
Oh, God. What? I don't...
Shh. It's okay, dear. I don't expect you to know what to do. Just come sit down on the couch with me. Have you ever been kissed, Ellen? Would you like me to teach you?
Please, just let me go. I want to go home, please.
Ow! You little fucking bitch. If you want to bite, then I'm going to bite back. I didn't want this to be rough, not our first time together. But if you're not going to play nice, then I'm not going to hold back.
Please. I'm sorry, just don't hit me again, please.
That's better. Now you're going to be a good girl and do what I say, and then no one ever has to know about any of this. If you're a very good girl, then next time, I'll ask Jack to join us.
Next time?
Oh, sweetheart, you're not going to stop working for us, are you? Because if you do, then I might just have to tell my friends at the book club that I fired you after you tried to seduce my husband.
That's not true!
It doesn't matter what's true, Ellen. Only what people will believe. Sue Anderson's a member of my book club, too. And I'm sure she'd be very interested to hear what I have to say. And Sally Cooper, well, doesn't she have a sister that's a teacher? Is there a Miss Cooper at your school?
Yeah... She's my geometry teacher.
So, Ellen, do you still want to leave?
No, Mrs. Davis.
Good. Now, where were we? Now remember, sweetheart, what I said about biting. I will cover you in bite marks if you're defiant again. One or two can feel good. When you move, the ache makes you remember how you were feeling while you got it. But having them all over? Well, that's not very comfortable. Maybe I should give you just one, so you know what it feels like.
Please, no, I don't want anyone to see.
Oh no, I wasn't going to do it anywhere it would show. You'll still look like a sweet, innocent girl tomorrow at school. But you'll know you're not. Not anymore. Take off your shirt. Don't make me tell you twice. Oh, you have such beautiful skin. So soft. Right here, I think. Just where those sweet young breasts of yours start to swell. You won't even have to take off your bra unless you want to. Ah, oh, there. Want me to suck on one of those pretty little nipples for you? You've never let a boy do that to you, have you? You can't know how good it feels. What?
Why are you so sure I'm a virgin?
Because you haven't actually tried to seduce Jack, just watched him. You're clearly romantic at heart. You want sex to be all sweetness and passion. You'd never let some dumb jock pop your cherry in the back seat of his car. If you already had, though, if you knew how good it felt to have a cock inside you, well, you'd have found a way to be upstairs with my husband right now instead of down here with me. You'd want a cock inside you again. There's nothing quite like it.
What are you doing?
I can't believe you wear skirts this short to school. Or did you put it on just to come over here tonight? Your skin's even softer down here. You let a boy touch your thigh like this, he'd probably come in his pants before he could even stick it in you. Feels good, though, doesn't it? If you were a good girl, you'd be clamping your legs together and crying, but you're opening up for me. You want me to touch you.
No, I don't. Please just stop.
Oh, you say that, but you're lying. I can smell you, Ellen. Those little panties of yours must be soaked straight through already, and I can smell it. Now, let's push up the skirt and see if they match your bra. Oh, they do. And I was right. Does it feel good when I rub you through that tiny little scrap of lace? Are you imagining my husband teasing you with his fingers, getting ready to plant his huge cock inside your tight virgin pussy?
Stop saying that. I don't want Mr. Davis. Please, don't do this.
Let's push your panties out of the way and let you have something you're aching for. You're desperate to have something inside you, aren't you? But my husband's cock would be too big for your first time. One of my fingers should do nicely instead. Oh, Ellen, you're so wet. You really are a bad girl underneath it all. I'm getting more turned on than I thought by you, my little sweetheart. I was gonna wait until you'd gone, and then fuck myself hard with my biggest toy, since I'm sure Jack's already passed out and won't be able to take care of me until morning. But now, I think I'll just use my other hand on myself and get us both off together. Would you like that, Ellen? Have you ever gotten off before? I know you haven't let any boys near this sweet little pussy of yours. But do you touch yourself? Oh, shh. I'll take care of you, dear. Oh, I know just what to do. Stroke in and out. Not too fast yet. Oh, work your clit with my thumb. Oh, you really jumped. Oh, I guess your clit is sensitive. I'll have to be more gentle with you. I'm so sorry, dear. Oh, since I can be really rough with myself, I guess I started too hard on you. There. That's better, isn't it? Are you going to come for me, Ellen?
I don't know if I can...
Oh, sweetheart, not protesting anymore? I didn't hear a no there. You really do want this. You want so badly to fuck my husband that you're gonna let me fuck you first. You're gonna come all over my fingers like a dirty little whore. Yes, dear, I said fingers. I think it's time you took two. Oh, starting to feel full. Stretched. We have to get you ready for something a lot bigger than this. Oh, it's really too bad I can't go up and get some of my toys for you. I have them in all different sizes. Oh, so we could start small and keep trading up as I fuck you. Until you're taking the biggest one and still begging for more. Oh, but I really don't want to wake Jack up. He needs to sleep all that alcohol off if he's going to be any use to me tomorrow. So he won't bother him tonight.
What's tomorrow?
Oh, I'm going to tell him all about this, sweetheart. All about you. He'll wake up with his morning wood. And instead of just shoving into me for a quickie, I'm going to stroke him off while I describe every little detail to him. Those perky little breasts of yours. Oh, with the nipples hardening underneath your lace bra. By the time I get to the part about giving you the bite mark, he's gonna be begging to fuck me. But I think I'll make him wait while I tell him about revving you through your panties. Oh, he'll be so hard and aching then. Oh, and when I tell him about how you opened your legs for me, let me finger fuck you, then, only then, will he get to ram himself inside me. Oh, he's gonna fuck me hard tomorrow morning, Ellen, but he's gonna be thinking of you. He's gonna shove that glorious cock so deep into me that I scream. But he'll pretend it's you under him, making all the sounds that come out of my mouth. Oh, you like that, don't you? You're grinding into my hand now. You really do want Jack to fuck you. And that's what's gonna get you off, isn't it? Pretending my hand is his cock. Do it, Alan. Come for me. Come, thinking about how desperate Jack's gonna be to fuck you, to how he's gonna use me for relief until he can have you. Oh, he's gonna be so sweet to you, Ellen. He's gonna be slow and careful and tender, and you're gonna come all over his giant cock. Oh, sorry, sweetheart. We don't want to wake Jenny up now, do we? Good girl. But while I have you like this, why don't you lick my fingers? Bad girls should know what they taste like. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, suck on them. That's my bad little girl. Oh, my dirty, filthy little slut. Oh, yes, sweetheart. I think it's time for another bite. I can't be loud either. Oh, good girl. Having your first orgasm for me? I knew you would. I can always tell.
What?
You think you're the first girl we've made this deal with? Not even close. We've been seducing girls into playing with us for years now. Almost as long as we've been together. We started with one of my roommates in college, but as we've gotten older, the girls, well, they've been getting younger. I've got quite an eye for the proper young ladies who are really horny little fuck toys in disguise. And I've never been wrong, Ellen. You may have tried to run because you were afraid to admit to anyone what you really are, but now you know better. And you'll come back. Now that you know what this kind of pleasure feels like, you're gonna crave it. So go home tonight and take a look at your schedule for the next few weeks. Figure out when your next free night is and call me tomorrow. I know you're such a busy girl, but I'm sure you're gonna be able to make time for us. Jack and I will decide we're going out to dinner that night. Someplace really fancy, but out of town. So no one will realize we're really going to stay in with you. You're going to make a lovely plaything, Ellen. I'm absolutely sure of it. We're going to teach you so many things. And as long as you stay quiet about it, we'll make sure you enjoy yourself. Understand?
Yes, Mrs. Davis.
Oh, now, that really won't do. I understand if you don't feel comfortable using my name, but I think I've got a compromise. Out in public, or when you talk about me with other people, of course I'll still be Mrs. Davis. But behind closed doors, Ellen, do you think you can call me Mistress?
Yes, Mistress.